What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. So, guys, I decided to come back on here just because I wanted to do another list for you guys today. My list for today is going to be including my three unrestricted free agents to watch at New York Giants. Training camp or undrafted free agents. Might have said it wrong. So let's get right into my list. We're about a month away from training camp arriving, and obviously fans can't wait for the stars to put on the show. Come late July, the excitement for preseason and week one will be at the next level. I'm ready, for that time of the year to get here. With that being said, there are plenty of under-the-radar players who will be ready to make a splash. This includes undrafted free agents. Oh, so it is undrafted free agents. I get very confused with undrafted free agents and unrestricted free agents and undrafted free agents. So undrafted free agents who are always fan favorites in the summer. So, question is, could any undrafted free agents somehow find their way onto the 53-man roster? I'm gonna be taking a look at three guys for Giants fans to keep an eye on once training camp does arrive. So here we go. Number one, I got outside linebacker Habakkuk, hopefully I said his name, first name right, Baldonado. I have a hard time saying this guy's name for some reason. This guy, he may not be a household name, but he might have a better chance of making the team than people think. Baldonado has multiple factors that are working in his favor, including a lack of depth at pass rusher for the squad. This was an issue last year, and it's still something that, I believe the front office still needs to address. Throughout the offseason, a major topic of conversation among the fan base has been adding more pass rush depth. Fans have been clamoring for Joe Shane and this front office to sign a veteran free agent, with Justin Houston being among the names mentioned. However, due to cap limitations, it's up in the air if Joe Shane will make that happen. Baldonado can make the team in a similar way that Timon Fox did last year. If the Giants decide to go the young route, I believe Baldonado could stick. This kid is a strong, tough, disciplined pass rusher out of Pittsburgh who could provide some rotational pass rush ability. He has a real, I believe he has a real chance to beat out players like Ellison Smith and O'Shane Ximenes if he has a strong enough offseason. Joe Shane is not done tweaking the roster by a long shot, so definitely keeping an eye on Baldonado. That's number one. Number two, I got cornerback Jamon Green. Here's why I have this guy number two. Jamon Green, this kid is a definite under-the-radar cornerback out of Michigan. He's facing a big uphill battle because, unlike Baldonado, he is surrounded by a very crowded room of players. Green has one thing that you can't coach, though. It's his size. This kid, he's a pretty tall kid. He stands at 6'2", weighs around 186 pounds. He was a 3-year starter at Michigan, which shows his durability and talent. He does well in press man coverage, which is good for Wink Martindale's system, and he is a pretty physical cornerback. He does come with some production concerns, but he could find his way onto the Giants practice squad potentially. It will be tough for him to crack the main roster You know, especially with the additions of Deonte Banks, Trey Hawkins III, and safety Javarius Owens in the draft, to go along with the signings of Imani Aworiyeh and Leonard Johnson, as well as the last year's young players fighting for spots. You know, there's gonna be a lot of competition at camp, especially at the cornerback spot, and Green will be in the middle of it all. And last but not least, number three. I never thought I was gonna bring this guy up. You know, this is a player that I was shocked that no one picked him in the draft. But number three, I got wide receiver Bryce Ford Wheaton. Obviously, I had this guy in my mock draft. This is another player. If the Giants never got Jalin Hyatt, this is another player I would consider the Giants going after. But here's why. I'm pretty sure a lot of Giants fans were waiting for this man, for this guy to come up. Bryce Ford Wheaton. Look, plenty of people were shocked, including myself, that this guy didn't hear his name called during the NFL draft. Multiple analysts predicted him to be a mid-round selection, but seven rounds went by without his name getting called. The Giants went out on signing him as an undrafted free agent. Look at this guy. I just don't know how teams didn't pick him up. He put on a show at the NFL scouting combine. He posted a 4.38 at the 40-yard dash while posting a 41-inch vertical jump. You know, this guy, he had a decent senior season at West Virginia, hauling in 62 receptions for more than 600 yards and 7 touchdowns. Obviously, Bryce Ford Wheaton will hope to be a surprise addition to the main roster, but even if he doesn't make the week one squad, I really feel like having him on the practice squad will be key. You know, even though it's very risky, I'm still going to predict that. I believe the Giants will keep this, I believe the Giants will keep six out of seven wideouts for the main roster. I think stand, there are 14 wide receivers listed on the official team website. However, you already know that number is going to start dropping once cuts start to roll in. You know, look, with Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, Wandell Robinson, Paris Campbell, Sterling Shepard, Jalin Hyatt, and others in the mix, Brian Daboll must feel good about his options at wide receiver. You know, Bryce Ford Wheaton will definitely, this guy, he will look to make a name for himself as well. You know, with his 6'4" size, he's a tall wide receiver. He could be a matchup problem for opposing defensive backs, you know. So I have high hopes for him. And yeah, guys. And another thing I gotta mention, this is a guy that was really tall, and the Giants haven't had. And I'm not trying to say he's the only tall wide receiver the Giants have. You got Isaiah Hodgins, and you also got Jalin Hyatt, who's another tall wide receiver. But this is something the Giants have lacked at the wide receiver spot, is height. The only wide receiver I can remember that was tall, there was Plaxico Burress, Calvin Benjamin, and that was pretty much it, you know? So I feel like finding wide receivers that have height and length is great, you know, because you look at all the tall wide receivers in the league, guys like Mike Evans and Michael Thomas, Devontae Adams. What do they all have in common? They're all very tall. And that's really good for your team because tall wide receivers have the ability to catch passes that are way out of bounds. And they can extend their arms to make huge plays by jumping and mossing every defender in their way. So I'm happy that the Giants went out and signed this guy, and I'm hoping he does get some action on the field this upcoming season. So, yeah, guys, that's my list. That's my list of undrafted free agents that I feel like we all need to watch for at training camp. Yeah, guys, that's gonna be my list for today. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. Like always, I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or any more lists if I have any for you guys. So stay tuned for that as well. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.